Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
Going to be a hot Friday. Almost 90 degrees, but cloudy, keeping us, at 88. Whew, thank goodness.
Oh, just 2 degrees down.
Hot
from
blanket.
Ew.
Keeping us, yeah, that wasn't a great term.
I don't like that.
I don't
that.
Think Trent McGill's going to use the term. I'm going to text him. Can you say hot blanket on the air this morning?
No,
people are going to watch you on Channel 5.
He actually will. The times you text him those things, he does it.
I'm going to text him right now. Trent.
Okay. I mean, do you have to do it right in this second?
I do. Can you use the term hot blanket on the air? I am directing people to watch you.
He's definitely going to do that now.
To watch you on Channel 5.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see if it does it. We'll see what his response is.
I look forward to that.
Hi, Jen.
Hello, Tim.
We have so much Superman to talk about today.
I mean, listen, it's not often that we're in a national spotlight like this. They filmed a major film here last year, and this is going to be, and I mean, you've been saying it all week too, the number one film this weekend. It's so huge. And we know all the spots they were. We know all the spots you need to look out for in the movie. They're putting a new Superman statue in downtown Cleveland. Like, it's big.
It is. It is a really, really big deal. Epic things happening. Of course, Stevie on the socials. And, of course, we'll start here. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. This is kind of two games in one.
It is?
It's dead guy in an envelope, and also, what do you think Trent McGill's going to say in return?
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Will he text you back?
So,
is he on the air right now?
Well, he's not. His forecast isn't on yet. Imagine if he's sleeping. I think he's on the air this morning. I think he's on the air. All right, so first things first. Okay, no response yet. So let's get to the last guess of the week. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope that's also in a box because Jen can't be trusted because she revealed the name when I was on vacation, just in
Not
case you
really.
Missed that, along with producer Stevie, her sidekick. I need a guess. 216-343-1021. It was a very much a Batman-Robin situation when I was off. Okay, what is your guess? We need that this morning, and that is also next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your guess for dead guy in an envelope?
Is it Richard Simmons?
I don't know.
It's not Richard Simmons.
Okay.
We're going to have to get to this on Monday because there is a major dilemma with this game coming up next week, Thursday and Friday. Major dilemma.
It's going to be an interesting few days.
It will. Major dilemma. We love your guests. We hope you have a great weekend. What did Trent McGill say? He hasn't responded yet, but maybe we'll find out in 3 minutes. We're going to have to pull audio of this. It's Starling with two Cleveland's field goal.
Oh, God.
Favorites. He's on right now. So I text Trent McGill. I said,
He did. I missed it.
Oh, we got to get
it. Oh, my God.
He is the
Kim
best.
Richards.
So, let me just back sell this
please,
for a second.
Please.
So Trent McGill, who is a great guy, he's the morning meteorologist on Channel 5. He joins us every single day and does the weather. If you've listened to the show at all, he does the weather hits for us and has for a number of years. And he's just a great guy. Relatively brand new baby and everything. Just like a
so
really, really
yes.
nice guy. Presents himself well in the air. We big fans of him in general. Just a very, very nice guy. Interacts with us on our social media pages. There's things he doesn't have to do. Just very cool. Even with the whole flamingo thing, he was involved when we were out there. Just, I could go on. We could both go on and on about Trent McGill. So I texted him. I said, hey, can you use the term hot blanket on the air? I'm directing people to watch you on Channel 5. He's like, ha, 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 hot blanket? I got you. And he went on the air and said hot blanket.
Literally the moment you turned our mics on, I looked up. And obviously our TV is on mute. We have the closed captioning on. And it's Trent McGill. And the closed captioning says it's like a hot blanket. So I wish we could have heard it, but we definitely saw it. And he just straight-faced and all. God love him. He is the best.
That is the best.
We love you, Trent McGill.
So, shout out. That's great. I'm going to have to try to get that audio of him saying hot blanket.
You
did. And the reference is because, I don't know why I said it. It was because the forecast, it's almost 90 degrees, but cloudy, keeping us at a high of 88. And for some reason, I said hot blanket, which really kind of makes no sense. But if you listen to the show, comes out of my mouth often.
So I
wonder if I could get Trent McGill to say hot blanket on his forecast, and he did. That is a good guy.
We love you, Trent.
Appreciate that. We appreciate that, Trent. Thank you for saying hot blanket. All right, 6:21. Guess what? It is also Friday. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Justin Bieber surprised us with new music last night, and it wasn't just one song. Dropped a whole album.
Just by the way, we learned about this 8 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just out of nowhere. Oh, by the way, new album. Okay.
Must be why we've been hearing about him on social media lately.
And just all of a sudden performing one song out of nowhere.
Right.
Live.
Yes.
It's all for a reason, right? You just don't just happen to do that.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
When I woke up this morning, I checked my Instagram, and I think every single person I follow has shared that Justin Bieber released new music last night. It was a surprise. And it wasn't just one song. He released his 7th album with 21 songs on it titled Swag. This is his first album since his musical break in 2021. It also marks his first release since selling his music catalog for over $200 million. The album features 21 songs with guests featuring Gunna, Sexy Red, Cash Cobain, Lil B, Eddie Benjamin, and more. And sources are saying this album is supposed to be darker, more vulnerable, and less polished than his previous work, but not a depressing album.
I listened to a lot of it this morning. I still like it. I don't care. It sounds the same. It is like some of it's low key. There was one, I think a single Daisies that they were promoting. Like it, once again, this has all happened in like the last 8 hours. I mean, we were all just finding out about this, obviously like the Mothership Odyssey pushing out everything else, finding out about this. And I've said this before. First of all, you can remember when Baby came out and I'm thinking to myself, is this just an unbelievably talented guy with one song that we're never going to hear from again? And it wasn't too long ago that I said on the air that if Justin Bieber is touring, and I'm proud to say this, I would 100%, if you really thought about it, can you just even imagine the amount of songs in the catalog and the amount of songs that you would know in low key, maybe not even low key? It would be an unbelievable show.
I feel like it would be challenging to find a Bieber song I didn't like because I love all of them. He's a great singer. Like you said, when he first came out, that beautiful voice, we're like, what's going to happen to him? And he's really, really talented.
A lot of people want him to do an Eras tour like Taylor Swift did. People have been asking that forever, and it would be great. But he doesn't seem like he wants to do it. He does not enjoy the concerting of it all.
Which... And if you really think about it, I mean, how old is Justin Bieber? Is he even 30 yet?
Yeah, he's 30.
So he's 30. He's been around how long? 16 years?
And he was
17
like,
years? I mean, he's been a kid. I mean, he's, you know, so still young.
I mean, hearing him sing Baby now would be crazy because it's so different.
Yeah. And what version of that would he even say? It would almost have to be like with other songs, like a compilation of other songs if he was to probably perform it. I don't even know if he's going to do the entire thing. And then everything, because it's same thing. I'll see it all over Instagram. And I feel like everything that I see just really roots against him and his wife and their baby. Like it just, everything I see is like negative, negative, negative. And if they're holding, you know, even if it's a positive picture, it's, you know, rooting against him or anything else, whether there's something there or not, or he's, you know, a bad husband. I have no idea. Just everything that I see seems to be negative. So I'm like, I'm trying to root for the guy. I don't
know.
I don't know. And
you're right.
Like, there's got to be a lot going on. There has to be a lot behind the scenes. And I'm sure it's just not been the easiest of lives.
I would be so curious to know when he makes this music as they have a new baby. Like, you know what it's like when you have a new baby and all of a sudden he has, did you say it's 21 songs in the album?
Yes.
It's amazing.
But he finished it in April and he did it in Iceland.
Oh, okay. Well.
I mean, when you want to get away.
He was just away. He was not around the child.
Pop on over to Iceland, make an album.
And not only an album, did you see what else he dropped?
Is it his clothing brand?
Clothing brand. Let's get into that. Let's call him Busy Bieber. That's all the way in 3.5 minutes. Justin Bieber, new music. That's what we're talking about. Stevie on the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Also, a new clothing line. He just dropped, within the last week or so. So he's either busy or needs money. I can't figure out which, but
I think I saw an article that he needed money.
That's what I saw too.
But I mean, who knows?
How does he need money after selling his music catalog for, what'd you say, $200 million?
Because he owed Scooter Braun, his former manager, a bunch of money.
I mean, we just talked about
it. That's why he sold it.
We just talked about which Jonas brother was down to his last 10%.
Right.
I mean, things happen. You trust the wrong people. Things happen. You make bad maneuvers. You put a lot of money into, I don't know, the market, into investments, into whatever else. I mean, we think about that all the time, or the Mike Tysons or anybody else. They go, if you end up losing almost everything because you trust the wrong people, you make bad investments, things happen. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. You make the wrong moves.
I'm sure their 10% is a lot of money, but not to keep up with the lifestyle they have, like the home he has, et cetera. Like, yeah, I'm sure his 10% he had was a good amount of money for the average, but not for Justin Bieber.
And he had a clothing line before this. Yeah.
Yes, Drew House. But it was with a partnership, and he left.
He left that partnership, so Drew House still exists, but not Justin Bieber affiliated.
Yes, and he did post to stop buying it and wearing it if you support him.
So this is Skylark, no A at the end. And so you have eyewear, you have headwear, you have apparel, and you have footwear. Here's the thing. So you know when you – and I don't know if I'm considering this upper end gear, but you know, when you get into that, you know, that like Supreme type of stuff and they have these drops and you can't get, I mean, there's no way you get any of these drops. You know, when you look at whether it's the shoes or anything, you have to get it in kind of a secondary market because you can't find them. So as you're scrolling through here and just go to like the eyewear, for example. So like a pair of, you know, like Justin Bieber Skylark sunglasses, they're $200.
I need them.
What color?
Green.
They're cute. So these didn't just drop yesterday or anything. They've been available for days. Isn't it relatively concerning that they're available?
I feel like he just hasn't promoted it as much.
So, and you're right. But when I go to add those to cart and I'm able to do so, I'm almost shocked that I'm able to do so because it is that Bieber brand, right?
Yeah, it usually just sells out.
Yeah, even if you're not selling out, you just kind of create that.
The buzz around it.
Yeah,
right.
And I can just add them to cart now, which I just found was kind of odd.
Get a pair of them. Give them to Stevie. There are a couple. The pink ones and the cream ones look to be sold out. In the sunglasses. And there's like a hoodie that's sold out. But you're right.
It's just
a lot
mixed,
but
not everything. Yeah, you would think everything just gone right away.
Right. So, I don't know. If you love, once again, you love Justin Bieber, somebody else does. So, what's the takeaway? New music, but not just new music. An entire album, 21 songs. There you go. And then also new apparel.
Hanson is bringing their tour to MGM Northfield Park this fall. So the three brothers are now all grown up. They'll perform October 4th. Tickets go on sale July 18th, but you can win.
They have other songs, Jen. They're an artist.
But this is the best one.
I don't hear Penny and Me.
Well, this is the best one. How do you not sing along to Mbop?
I'm waiting. I thought there would be a montage.
I just felt like this was more powerful. My brother, Johnny, still obsessed with this song, knows every word and sings along to it. Like, I don't know every word to Mbop. I know the hook of
Mbop. Tired of singing that secretly behind the scenes of Hanson, like, oh my, I can't even. I would like to stop. I bet they would love.
They definitely don't say that.
Don't you think about those artists though? They're seriously like, they have, I mean, they have other songs like that, but they are known for, they are known for that, right? And how long did that come out? They're still singing that? They have to think to themselves. I mean, but it is also what helped the brand. Like, that is a great song.
And they have super fans. There are major super fans.
They're waiting now. They're at MGM right now.
So you listen to that and you hear him sing. He's what, like 12 at that time? What's it like now? Mm-bop. Like, how deep are their voices now? Right?
And then they probably to think of different versions to do of it. Is there an acoustic?
Right.
Is there something else
like
to do?
Is it like the adult version?
I bet it still is just so good.
Well, it's got to be. It's got to be. So anyway, you can win. Free ticket Friday here on Star 102. Your first chance will be at 9:22 this morning. Today, what are you laughing at? At Hanson?
No. I just think it's going to be a good time.
You want to go to Hanson?
I kind of do now. Now I just talked myself into it. Play some slots.
It'll be a good show.
Go see some Mbop. Oh, that's a good time.
All right.
Free parking.
Today is 7-Eleven day. Stop.
It's Friday. I don't know what is wrong.
Why are you promoting free parking in Hanson?
I don't know. It's free parking, isn't it? It's free parking.
I was only there once, and I went to see David Blaine.
It's inside,
it was awesome.
You don't go there.
It was far. It was lengthy.
It's for you from Westlake.
It was long.
It's a little,
but it was awesome.
Little poke.
Okay. It's 7-Eleven day, so you can get a free Slurpee. Stop into your local 7-Eleven, ask for your free small Slurpee. New this year, you can get a tongue tattoo.
Oh my God.
You get a tongue tattoo, and then you drink the Slurpee, and the tongue tattoo is activated. I don't understand that. I mean, I understand. I'd like to see what it is. Does it say 7-Eleven? Is it a tattoo of a Slurpee? I don't know. Someone go get it, take a photo of it, and send it to us. It's 7:28.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So if you're a Clevelander, this weekend is for you. Superman, the movie, is out. It was filmed here in Northeast Ohio last summer. And we're so excited. I mean, we can't talk about it enough. If you have plans to see the movie, and maybe it's this weekend, maybe it's coming up in the next, you know, week or two, whenever you can get to see it, we have a list of all the spots that you need to look out for that you're going to actually be able to visually spot the city of Cleveland. And there's a ton of them in the movie.
I think that is such a helpful list. First of all, some of them you may not know. Also, going into the movie, I think it's helpful to know to look out for these because, you know, it's one of those where you get to the end of the movie, you're looking at, you know, you're looking at everything else, and you might miss some of these things. So going into it with this knowledge, I think, is very, very helpful. So are the list, the Cleveland list. So what do we need to look out for in the movie Superman? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
There's going to be so many recognizable Cleveland spots, and I love that we're doing this before the film. I feel like a lot of times, if maybe Cleveland's featured in something, I hear about it afterwards. I'm like, oh, how did I not know to look for this or that? So if you're going to see the movie this weekend, Public Square, the Soldier and Sailors Monument, very prominent. You'll see that for sure. There's like major scenes shot there. Then the Leader Building is the exterior of the Daily Planet. So when you see the newspaper, the Daily Planet, and you see that logo, because if you remember and you watch our video we have posted on Facebook, you can see the logo. They put it right up there on the Leader Building. So that's the Leader Building in Cleveland. The arcade is the backdrop for a Superman Lois Lane kiss. And you may, if you watch the trailer, you may have seen this, where they're, you know, flying up in the air and they kiss up in the air, and you could, the whole backdrop is the Cleveland Arcade.
Is there very, a better backdrop cool. for
it's
that
so
shot? And if, as you mentioned,
cool.
if you saw a trailer, you probably saw it, then the arcade and that scene.
So City Hall is the town hall, the Metropolis town, like all of Metropolis is the city of Cleveland. Terminal Tower featured in shots of the Metropolis skyline, very recognizable. Ontario Street and the former Greyhound station will be in those really like fast-paced street scenes. PNC Plaza is in the urban views. Key Tower is Stag Enterprises. So when you see them go to Stag Enterprises in the film, it'll be Key Tower. And then Menor Headlands Beach State Park is a vintage U.S. Army base.
It's 20 minutes away.
20 minutes away, according to Tim Richards and nobody else.
I'm a little nervous that I'm not going to pay attention to any storyline. That
because
I'm just going to look
for
Cleveland landmarks. It's going to be great. Even the ratings for it seem to be great. We're very excited about that. I mean, we're going to try to keep our eye out for all those things. It's going to be amazing. I'm sure when we do Monday morning's show, it's going to be the number one movie at the box office. Very, very excited about
that. We'll talk about it because I booked tickets. I got my tickets. I'm going to see Superman this weekend because I don't want to. It's such a huge Cleveland thing. There was an issue, though. There was a ticket issue, and I almost don't want to tell you what time I booked the tickets for.
So can we get to the ticket issue, and can I guess the time? Can I play a round of that?
You could play a round of that.
If you want to guess as well, shoot us a DM. So Jen loves a nice matinee. So I just want to throw that out there if anybody has a guess.
I don't want to be out late. I just don't. I want to be at home. I want to be snuggling with my dog. I want to be with Millie. I don't want to be out late. I don't want to see a movie at night. I want to see it in the daytime. And then maybe have a nice meal afterwards. That's exactly what I'm going to do, Chael.
What is the drama and what time? Oh, I cannot wait to find out what time. I'll have a guess. We want to hear about the drama that's less than 3 minutes away. And what's our guesses on the time that's also 3 minutes away? 11:30 a.m. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's my guess.
Are we going to play over or under? Or you want to just tell you?
Ooh. Give me one over under, and then I want a secondary guess, and then I'm done.
You're over.
Over? Wait, as in it's earlier than that?
It is.
10:45, then I'm done.
You are still over.
What? You can't even have snacks that early. Who wants some milk duds and goobers at what time?
First of all, I would eat a milk dud at any time of day. They're delicious. I love them.
No.
I told the kids they're having popcorn for breakfast. We are going at 10:30. Now listen. I will admit that is early. And the only other time I saw a movie that early is when like one of the, I think it was Twilight Breaking Dawn or something came out and I wanted to see it. I went right after the show and saw it at like 10:30 or 11. So I'm going at 10:30, but in my defense, we're taking my in-laws. So we're all going together. There's six of us going, and then we're doing like a nice lunch afterwards to, you know, all spend time together because I didn't want to go far into the evening because, you know, we have other stuff going on.
Well, you won't. You have cleared the evening.
I know. I've cleared
you
the evening.
You have cleared that.
I like clear evenings. You know that.
Anybody else going to see the Superman movie in the AM?
Well,
216-343-1021.
They are, because I told you I had an issue.
Yeah, what's the issue?
The issue is I needed six tickets. Here's a question. What do you do when you can't get six seats all together? Because I couldn't, because so many of the tickets were sold. Timothy, you laugh at me. There are many people going to the 10:30 showing.
There is nobody else going. We will get
false
calls at all. I will play one song in that 4 minutes. I bet we get no calls that they're going to see it in the morning.
Couldn't even get six seats together unless it was like in the front row, which I'm not doing. So I had to do a cluster of four and then a cluster of two.
Well,
completely.
I mean,
across.
If you're going to be picky, you just said there was an option, but you don't want to go front row. So
I don't want to go front row. Who does?
That would be a neck strain.
I would not do that.
Have you ever done that?
My schneck would be.
Yours? You would have schneckle issues.
Big time.
Yeah, schneck strain.
So my point is the fact that I couldn't get the seats together indicates how many seats are already sold.
Are you going any movie? It could be F1. It could be Jurassic World Rebirth. It could be, I don't know what else is even out. That scary movie that finished fifth that I can't think of the name of right off the top of my head. Or super. Anybody going to see a movie in the AM this weekend?
Me.
216-343-1021. You have 3.5 minutes to call. Morning movies. So we're talking about Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. What time are you going to see Superman?
10:30.
Anybody else?
And I couldn't get six seats together because that's how many people bought tickets for this showing already.
In theory.
Amy's, it's not a theory. I mean, I'll show you the theater map.
Maybe there's some broken seats.
I don't think, no, because we looked yesterday morning on the show and they were all open. And then by the time I got like confirmation from my in-laws and this and that, I couldn't do it till yesterday afternoon. I couldn't get the seats together. Amy said, Jen, I'm with you on early shows. I like to go to the first or second show, usually as it's less crowded. And yes, I still get popcorn. Even at 9 a.m. Amy, you are my movie spirit animal. Thank you for the support.
Hey, Danielle, how are you?
I'm good this morning. How about you, folks?
Good. Talking about morning movies. Are you in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no better way. You know what, though, Tim? I can see where you're coming from because where I live further east than Menor. Mm-hmm. And Atlas Cinemas by Menor Headlands Park there, they don't even open until 11:15.
So that is late.
It's really difficult. Yeah, it's difficult to get those real early morning ones. Mm-hmm. But I absolutely agree with you. I've got a 15, 14, and 11-year-old, and we had to go see the new Lilo and Stitch and Jurassic Park, and I don't remember the last one. But I'm all about that 11:30 show, and then they can go to the mall, and I can read a book.
Yeah, exactly. You kind of get that part out of the way, and then you have the rest of the day to relax.
Awful bright. Leave the theater. Awful bright.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's almost worse than leaving the eye doctor after a dilation. Which is worse? 216. No. Laura, good morning. Hey, Laura, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Morning movies. Are you in?
I am in. We went last weekend at 10:30 to go see Lilo and Stitch, and it is wonderful going in the morning.
See that?
Which
breakfast is good?
I was going to ask you, which snacks did you get at 10:30? I'm curious.
We got popcorn.
Yeah.
You have to. You can't go to a
movie. Are you
getting
candy? Are you getting a candy at 10:30?
Yeah. No candy, just popcorn.
I think I'll get my kids a candy and a popcorn. I mean, we don't go to movies that often, mm-hmm. so it is like a special treat like that. So yeah, we'll get popcorn. Yeah. We'll get candy. We'll do the whole thing.
Yeah, and it was wonderful. There were like six other people in the theater with us, so you don't have the disruptions and distractions. It was just, it's nice.
Could you imagine if you went, and that's great. Now you're returning me. Imagine if you went and the movie theaters had a breakfast menu.
That would be wonderful.
They had a breakfast bucket.
Get the
Atlas
breakfast
Cinema's
bucket.
Breakfast bucket.
Listen, I would need a popcorn on the side, though.
Could
I mean, you can't
that?
Watch it.
Little
that would
hash
be awesome.
Brown. It's kind of one of those, like, you know, have breakfast bowls at different
like
places.
Like a tater tot.
Check this out. At Phoenix Theaters, they have a breakfast bucket.
This is a great idea.
I got gravy in that thing? We might be onto something.
I don't feel like you should have gravy.
Stir it up. Get it all moist. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hash brown and egg.
You made it weird.
We're on to something.
Okay. You're on to something. The breakfast thing I like. The gravy seems messy. Just saying.
Okay. Well, you can get it without that.
Okay.
No, we're not particular here.
Okay.
Gravy-free.
It's 73 degrees in Avon Lake, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The new Superman movie finally here, and Cleveland plays a leading role. Which spots do you need to look out for when you see the film? Well, we stood in as Metropolis, so you'll see Public Square. The Daily Planet is the leader building, and even there are... Why can't I talk? There's even a romantic...
You should have heard me on the first two questions when I was talking.
Really?
I have no idea what was going on. I don't know if it was the heat in the room or what's happening. I did the exact same thing. I thought to myself, I just need to move on to question three. I have no idea what was going on.
Something going on in here. All right.
We just posted a throwback video, by the way. I think it was June of 2024 when they were in town, and we were guessing at the time. It's so funny to hear it now. Guessing at the time, are they transforming downtown for the new Superman movie? And we walked around downtown, and they're transforming the Daily Planet and everything else.
That's right.
So check out the Jen and Tim Show Facebook. We'll share it to all the Star 102 platforms as well, because we had no idea at the time. And
they weren't saying that it was Superman. They were like, oh, an unnamed film. And then you would see like the Daily Planet, or you'd see street names changed, and it was very obvious that it was Superman.
Yeah. So that was 13 months ago. You can kind of rewind and check out the videos. You know, we're live and local right here downtown. It was very cool.
Yeah. The film now in theaters nationwide. So rock legends Heart are hitting the road again. They're going to be in... They're going to be in Akron.
We just can't do anything right.
It's one of those
days. Thought you pointed at me.
No,
it was an itch or something.
Ready.
I don't know.
I was getting ready to point at you. Anyway, they're going to be in Akron.
Wait, let's try it again.
Okay, let's try again.
Hold on. Let me give it a second to refresh.
Tell me when you're ready. Okay. Rock legends Heart are hitting the road again, and they'll stop in Akron on August 26th.
Nailed it.
The show's at EJ Thomas Hall. Part of their Royal Flush tour, marking 50 years since their debut. Tickets go on sale today. So, did you get in? Did you buy anything this week? It's almost over as Amazon Prime Days come to a close tonight at midnight. Walmart deals run through Sunday, and Target Circle Week comes to an end tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.